This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
A little Jim Croce for us in the morning. Good old Jim. We could use him these days, right? Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, and along with my partner and my friend, Big Ed Davis, thank you for joining us. It's Friday, December the 18th. Holy Toledo, a week from Christmas. In a few minutes, Susan Crabtree is going to join us. She is with Real Clear Politics, and we're going to talk about whether the United States will continue to defend religious freedom worldwide under a Biden administration. What do they really think about religious freedom? We're going to talk with Susan about it. I think you're going to find it very interesting. And while Donald Trump says the Moderna vaccine distribution starts immediately, joining Pfizer, Joe Biden chastises the perpetrators of the Hunter Biden saga on a late-night talk show last night. We're going to get some thoughts on both of those events with the proprietor of the Barber Poll, Andrew Cerasi. I wonder how busy he is this final week before Christmas with Christmas haircuts and the like. And we're also going to examine all of these different media and people that said that the Hunter Biden story was basically a conspiratorial lie. Wait till you hear about all these different people that are now having to eat their hats. And in our ultimate top 10, we have a good one. You know, with the virus now going on, I don't know how long, 10 months at least, the top 10 U.S. cities gaining people during the epidemic, leaving one place, going to another, possibly partly because of the virus. So stay tuned for that. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored in part by the best barbershop in Tampa Bay. So you guys, all you got to do is get over to Dunedin and the Overcash Plaza, which is on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580 Main Street. Call first to get the appointment, and it's 727-733-3773. Great haircut, great price. Everything works there, Andrew's Master Barbershop. And don't forget Good Morning Clearwater, Monday through Friday, preceding our show, by the way, 8 to 10 a.m. here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Paul and Tracy Allen, they're so much fun to listen to. They're nice people, too. Get a chance to chat with them from time to time. And by the way, they make wonderful posters, flyers, banners, all those kinds of things, business cards. They did it for me. They can do it for you. You can call them at 727-330-3212. That's 330-3212. Okay, we got a lot of things going on. Just a few minutes ago, Donald Trump, you know, he's not been very public, has he? He's been kind of in the shadows. It's not like him. I guess, you know, with all of the transition stuff going on right now, he's kind of pulled in his horns a little bit. Anyway, he said this morning that distribution of the Moderna vaccine is going to start immediately after it was overwhelmingly approved this week. And he signaled to the European nations that have been hit hard by this thing that the vaccine will be on their way to them as well. And he did this in a tweet, by the way. Part of his tweet said, Europe and other parts of the world being hit hard by the China virus, Germany, France, Spain, and Italy, in particular, the vaccines are on their way. Now, this comes after the Food and Drug Administration approved an emergency youth authorization for the use of the Moderna vaccine. I guess you get that in two stages as well. This is the one that doesn't get, have to be, I don't think, as low a temperature to keep alive. I think you can get away with this one with a little bit higher temperature, although all of these vaccines are kept at very low cold temperatures. So it's on its way. I don't know how soon. It'd be interesting to see how soon we get it here in Tampa Bay. You guys get it wherever you're listening, you know, to your Walgreens or your CVS or to your doctor's offices. I suspect that they're going to be eventually sending these shipments to the different pharmacies. And they'll have, you know, they'll have a situation. They'll have specialists right at the pharmacies where you go. So that you don't have to, you know, can you imagine trying to get everybody into a doctor's office to do this? That ain't going to work. You're going to have these places just set up where people can stand in line and wait for their shots, I would think. In the meantime, Joe Biden went on, I guess I don't watch that show. Let's see, what's Stephen Colbert. Ed, do you ever watch Stephen Colbert at all?
No, absolutely not. I mean, he's
okay.
He's so anti-Trump. He's on CBS. He basically took over for Letterman.
Yeah, right, he did.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, he did a show before then where he was playing sort of a, he was supposed to be a conservative, remember? And he was actually, of course, he's a liberal, very liberal guy. But he had a show, and then when Letterman left, I guess he filled a spot.
Yeah, he was really running bad. He was like, if it was a three-man race, he was in fourth. So he kind of changed his approach to just...
Yeah, that wasn't working.
Bash on.
Yes, indeed. Well, anyway, so he invites Joe Biden. And did you know that Joe Biden's wife is a doctor, but she's not a medical doctor, though. She's a doctor of... What do you want to call it, political sciences? Excuse me. In other words, she's not a real doctor. And some people have been talking about the fact that she wants to have the name Dr. Jill Biden. Mm-hmm. It's Dr. Jill Biden, you know. Mm-hmm. In other words, she has a PhD from some little college.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so they're on. And during the interview, Colbert asked Biden... If he had confidence, or no, Biden expressed confidence in his son, and he didn't really, I guess the bottom line is Colbert didn't get into the nuts and bolts. All he was, how do you feel about the way you're being asked questions? You know, it's not like, how come your name is on the computer that Hunter Biden had, that the FBI now has, and it's talking about paying you off from China and all these... None of those kind.
Yeah. No.
Why doesn't he get that question?
That's just not going to happen.
So here's what Biden had to say after Colbert asked him, what do you have to say to those people? How do you feel about that? You know, this is a feeling thing. He says, we have great confidence in our son. I am not concerned about any accusation being made against him. It's used to get to me. I think it's foul play, but look. It is what it is. He's a grown man. He's the smartest man I know.
Well, then let him have his own press conference.
Exactly.
And fend for himself. And Biden, you better get used to it because Trump had to deal with it for 4 years.
Exactly. We're going to talk a little bit later about all of these different places in the media that were castigating the report on Hunter Biden. We're going to name names. We're going to go down a little list of people. It'll be kind of fun. Anyway, let us take our break. And when we come back, Susan Crabtree will join us. We're going to talk about religious freedom and whether or not it can continue worldwide under a Biden administration.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. and then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities, the best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
Tune in to Old East Channel Radio every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Do you remember the 50s, 60s, and 70s? Well, we'll be playing the greatest hits as well as plenty of songs from the B-side. This show is sure to bring back memories. So pull out your record collection, adjust your antenna, and listen to Old East Channel Radio Fridays from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets. From animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune in to the show on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We are back on a Friday and delighted to have Susan Crabtree joining us. She is a White House national political correspondent for Real Clear Politics, and she's written a very interesting piece about the major strides that America has made in terms of religious freedom worldwide. And she talks about whether or not, or actually asks about whether or not U.S., the U.S. Continues to emphasize worldwide religious freedom under Joe Biden. Susan, welcome to Freedom Works.
Thanks for having me.
It's absolutely our pleasure. So, you know, with everything going on recently, I guess maybe we haven't really looked at here in the United States what is indeed going on worldwide as far as religious freedom goes. And we know that it's been stifled under places like China and and probably Russia, many other countries as well, Iran. But we kind of we lose sight of what that is all about. Did Donald Trump, in your opinion, do a good job of maybe refocusing some of that?
He did more than any other administration in modern history to emphasize religious freedom and actually put in place the things that Congress passed to try to make this a priority around the world. At the same time, you had a Pew Center research report last year that came out and said religious persecution is at an all-time high
really?
Globally.
Wow.
Yes, especially when you have the Chinese government forcing an estimated 1 million Uyghurs, a Muslim minority, into forced labor camps. And during COVID, it's gotten even worse. They're actually producing goods for American companies, and now there's pressure on American companies like Calvin Klein and Nike to stop using those factories in China to produce their goods. Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz and others have been very, very forceful on that issue.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also been other religious persecution going on. As you know, Christians were nearly wiped out in Iraq, and Yazidis, another religious minority in Iraq, by ISIS during the Obama administration. They've been trying to rebuild, and the Trump administration, and especially Vice President Mike Pence, has made it a personal priority to try to get U.S. taxpayer dollar aid to help those Christians and Yazidis to rebuild.
Yes, indeed. Mike Pence has been kind of he's a religious man to begin with. I think everybody realizes that. And Donald Trump had selected a gentleman, Sam Brownback. He was a former senator from Kansas and a governor, too. He was the ambassador at large for international religious freedom. So we had kind of a spokesman for that cause. How did he do?
he was remarkable in terms of what he accomplished in just 3 years. He started these summits, they call them ministerials, where it attracted, in Washington, at the State Department, attracted 106 countries worldwide and helped put pressure on the government by promoting it on the world stage. But we're not going to tolerate this religious persecution anymore. And in fact, they got concessions afterwards from countries like Uzbekistan and Sudan.
Mm-hmm. Now, by the way, we're talking with Susan Crabtree. Again, she is the Real Clear Politics White House national political correspondent. We're talking about what it's going to be like under a Biden administration when it comes to religious freedom after the efforts made by the Trump administration. Now, a Politico article came out, talks about how Trump leaves Biden with a political landmine on on human rights. I'm going, what is this all about? Are they anywhere near accurate talking about that?
Well, it's unfortunate because I think it was a counter to my article. My article was a lot of people saying in the leading advocates in this religious freedom community saying they were hopeful that President Biden would continue the work that was done, these ministerials and promoting this issue worldwide. Really, you know, Secretary Pompeo and Brownback have both spoken out very publicly against the Chinese government persecution of Uyghurs and Christians in China. I've done several stories on that. But there are, you know, the skepticism that's out there is that Joe Biden will kind of be pressured, even though he's been good on this issue over the years in the Senate, he will be pressured to make climate change the big, you know, number one priority, and that will sort of suck out any energy for anything else as a, you know, if they're going to hold a summit, they're going to hold it on climate change. He's going to rejoin the Paris Climate Accords. And actually, that story from Politico said there's pressure from the left in the foreign policy community to right-size religious freedom because it's been outsized in the Trump administration, which is just bizarre because it's a human right. It's, you know, in our a Bill of Rights that we can practice our religion freely, so why shouldn't we promote that on the world stage?
Yeah, you would think so. Now, in the Politico article, which I'm looking at here, they say Joe Biden has repeatedly criticized Trump for downplaying or even undermining an array of human rights causes in America and beyond. So they're actually trying to turn it around on Trump when he's actually out there, it would seem to me, pushing for more religious freedom. I would think that's somewhat hypocritical, but your thought on that?
Well, they are mainly talking about, I would think, LGBTQ rights. And it gets, and domestically, when you talk about religious freedom, that obviously is a big deal. But it's not as big of a deal internationally. We're talking about, you know, in the U.S., whether cake companies can sell their cakes to LGBTQ, you know, couples.
And those are not religious issues. Those are more. That's sort of separate from religion, right?
No, it's usually about the people's religion.
Oh, I see what you mean. Correct.
It goes against their religion.
Correct.
The sellers.
That's true.
So that's more of a domestic issue. But when you're talking about worldwide persecution in different countries, talk about Boko Haram abducting girls and ISIS slaughtering Christians and Yazidis in Iraq, and China forcing millions of people into basically concentration camps. That's a basic human right. We're talking about basic human rights worldwide. People getting slaughtered. This isn't the same as what these people are talking about.
Yes. So,
but they also bring up Saudi Arabia, you know, that the Trump administration has not played up abuses that occur in Saudi Arabia on religious freedom. And that's true because every administration has to be somewhat selective and diplomatic because of their national security concerns. But But on and compared to other administrations, Trump has made as a huge priority.
Yes. What about China? Here is a China has got in 2020. This has been the year, I think, for China's. I don't know what you would call it, but all of the things that are going on with China, not just the virus where it started, their attempts to take over areas in the South China Sea, their relationship with Taiwan, the theft of our intellectual property has been going on. But they also are very much stifling religion, are they not?
Oh, absolutely. There were articles last year, I haven't seen any this year, I'm inquiring about it, that Christians cannot celebrate, at least not publicly, Christmas in China. They've been taking Christian symbols off of churches, crosses off of churches, saying that they're a distraction and too prominent. This is just your basic repression in a communist country that is so aggressive in the way they approach it.
Yes. And what about the cozy relationship, you might say, that the Biden family has with certain people in China? Is that going to, do you think that that's going to affect his honesty about what's going on in China when it comes to these religious things? It would seem to me he's not going to talk much about what China is doing wrong.
Well, Secretary Pompeo has talked about what China's repression of the Uyghurs, the Muslim minority, I don't know, 24 times in the last year. He's really been aggressive about this. And it will depend on who Joe Biden names.
Oh, that's true. China.
As his ambassador at large for religious freedom, because Katrina Lantos-Sweat is Tom Lantos' daughter, who was the only Holocaust survivor to ever serve in Congress. Her daughter, he's passed away now, but his daughter, who runs the Human Rights Foundation, is a candidate for that Sam Brownback job. And if she is chosen, she's been very vocal about China. But we're talking about at the top level. I do not expect that they will be as aggressive in speaking out about China. But, you know, he may be particularly sensitive because his son has been so involved over there and now is under a cloud and being investigated. So he may decide that he needs to speak out. Okay. So it's a wait-and-see approach.
Right. You know, Susan, and here in the United States, it seems like over the generations, we have devoted less and less effort for religion. It seems to be less and less a part of our lives, unfortunately, in many cases. Is that what's going on worldwide as well? Or are there countries that are actually increasing religious fervor, whether it's good fervor or bad fervor? But you know what I mean? Overall, is religion sort of dissipating in the world?
Well, I wouldn't think so in the Middle East. We all know that their religion is driving their almost everything they do.
True.
And not in a good way. But you need to protect the religious minorities in those countries. There are Christians that have tried to escape Iran, come to this country. That's one thing that people are hopeful about in the Biden administration, that he will accept more religious minority Christians and other refugees, because that was from the Middle East, because that wasn't happening, as you know, during the Trump administration. Yes, I think that even in this country during COVID, there have been polls that have found that people are turning to their religion in times of crisis, like this pandemic. And it's interesting that that's what we do in times of crisis. So if you, we have the luxury of having a pretty good economy in the United States, and so we've fallen away from what I believe are, you know, sort of fundamental belief system that guided our communities. Some people, obviously, that is not still practiced very devoutly, and even Joe Biden has said that his religion got him through many, many challenges.
Yes, he did.
During his life. So, yes, I do believe that worldwide there are people who are more devout. Certainly see that in Nigeria. You have Christians who are so dedicated to their belief system that they're willing to deal with this persecution. Why not just give it up and become Muslim and comply with what Boko Haram's demands? They are so devout that they continue on. And those people that truly inspiration.
Indeed. Susan, it's a real pleasure to have talked with you about, you know, we need to focus more on what is going on worldwide with religion. I'm glad that we had this chance to talk with you about it. I hope you'll keep the feet to the fire on it. Thank you so very much for being with us.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
All right. Susan Crabtree, Real Clear Politics. We are going to take our break when we come back. While Donald Trump says the Moderna vaccine distribution is starting right away, Joe Biden is chastising people, talking about his beloved son. We're going to get some thoughts on both of these things with the proprietor of the barber pole, His Eminence, Andrew Ceresi.
Come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. And beat up cars with guitars and drummers go crack, boom.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the Tantalk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We will concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM to Good Morning Clearwater.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Open up a honey, it's your lover boy, me that's knocking. Why don't you listen to me, sugar? All the kids are at the high school rocking.
Hey, we are back a week before Christmas. Holy Toledo. And delighted to have the proprietor of the only poll that really matters, the mainstream American poll, the barber poll, Andrew Ceresi. And Andrew, I was watching television preparing to come into the studio this morning, and I see Vice President Pence and his wife getting the vaccine shot. Do you think Donald Trump will get the shot himself, or is he going to say that he doesn't need it now that he contracted the virus?
Well, if I was him, I wouldn't get it anyway.
Yeah.
But that's beside the point. Again, Paul, okay. We're talking about the COVID. Who gives a crap about this COVID, Paul? You know what? I don't see funeral homes turning away business that they're overbooked.
Well, this morning,
I don't see bodies all over the place, Paul. Come on.
Yeah. This morning, President Trump talked about the Moderna vaccine now about to be distributed, so he's certainly focusing on the vaccine.
Oh, he's got to pacify these people, Paul. Come on. You know how many people you got running around driving their cars with masks and gloves on? Be real.
Well, okay.
What we need to talk about is Judge Roberts being compromised. There's a lot of things going on here, Paul, that more important than this virus.
All right, let's talk about it.
As far as I'm concerned, the only pandemic around here is the Democrat Party.
Okay, let's talk about the Supreme Court Justice John Roberts. Tell me about the compromise you're referring
well,
to.
Well, you know, they got his name on Epstein's log on his flight list to the Epstein Island.
John Roberts?
Okay, that's right.
John Roberts went to the island?
They got his name on the flight log, Paul. You know, maybe Joe Biden put it there. I don't know.
Where did you read this?
It's on the computer, Paul.
On the computer, on the computer doesn't make it true.
No, Paul, come on. I believe all this stuff because the way he's been handling things. They also got a phone call with him. They might have been having him fast call because they got a phone call with him back in August talking to another judge saying that he's going to take care of that MF and make sure he doesn't get reelected.
Okay,
but these are
anybody can put that on the computer. Anybody can type that in. Where does that come from?
This came from one of Trump's attorneys. I forget what his main name is. Linwood. That's right, Linwood.
Well, I haven't seen a word about this. Not one word.
I guess we look at different things, Paul.
Well, I guess so. Maybe
I'm on it more than you are. I don't know.
I don't know.
But I'm catching up on all this stuff, and I think we're going to see a big thing hitting here to fan January 6th, buddy.
Yeah,
some senators raising their hand, contesting this election. We got all this going on with Hunter Biden. Come on. The biggest pandemic is Joe Biden and the Democrat Party. That's the only thing that's going to kill this country, not the COVID ball.
We're going to talk a little bit later about some of these people that downplayed the Hunter Biden story, a list of people.
All of them. Listen, the media has been informed. To tone down everything that's going on with Hunter Biden.
Oh, absolutely.
Whatever they got to do, they downplayed this whole thing that's going on with the election fraud. There was no election fraud. We have to keep reinforming this to people. We got to reassure them. They're full of crap, Paul.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I believe something's going to go down January 6th because Trump's not going to go out being defeated like this. And I don't blame him one reason. There's been cheating. These people are scumbags. And they're not going to take over the country this way, Paul.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of people that feel like this, and like you do, about how this
whole... About 80 million of us, Paul.
Right, how this whole thing went down. But, you know, it's kind of frustrating because what at this point can be done? They're going to certify Joe Biden as the president. I don't know what else they can
do. Now, how do you know that they're going to certify him?
Because the Supreme Court has basically knocked down any chance for any further litigation.
Well, let's see what happens when they go after John Roberts, because Trump is even talking about it.
But that's not something that we can even verify. You've heard it.
Well, we're gonna see if they verify it or not, Paul. You're saying they can't. I mean, they can't. Come on.
Okay.
They said man couldn't fly before, remember? They got airplanes now.
True. Well, we're talking, by the way, with the proprietor of the Barber Pole, Andrew Cerasi. He's very excited about this. Let me ask you about what exactly? Forget about the trip to the Bahamas and the Epstein thing with John Roberts. What does John Roberts have to do with the election fraud or whatever? What do you mean by
Paul,
that?
Well, first of all, the Supreme Court is compromised. They're saying that Judge Roberts was informing the rest of the court, we got to get rid of this guy. Now, the Supreme Court doesn't want to get involved. They're afraid there was going to be riots, Paul. If they went along with this and they heard it, they're afraid there were going to be riots. Just what John Roberts was nervous. John Roberts is covering his ass, Paul. And let me tell you, the Supreme Court goes down, this whole election is fraud because everything has been compromised.
So John Roberts goes to the other eight Supreme Court justices?
They were talking about it. They heard.
From
what I heard and what I've been reading, there were people outside the room where they go inside with no phones, no nothing, and they discuss and debate what's going to happen, and they heard some yelling going on. And, you know, I think that when Judge Scalia got murdered, this might have been a sign to the rest of the judges, you better listen to us. Paul, China's involved. They proved now that China was colluded in this election, okay? Trump's going to throw in the executive order that he did. They're going to have martial law, Paul. And you're going to see people arrested for treason.
Hmm. Other than that, things are okay?
I think things are going great, Paul, to be honest with you. This is what needs to happen. The American people need to see how disgusting and vile Washington is, Democrats and Republicans, Paul.
Yeah.
And now look at what's going on. Now they're trying to go after Ron DeSantis. You see CNN trying to go after Ron?
Tell us about that. I did not.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're trying to say how the terrible he York, was in Florida. Handling the coronavirus, and there's so many infections, and the deaths are piling up, and Governor DeSantis only cares about what Trump says. You know, it's amazing how they try and go after the truth. Florida's doing better than any state in the country right now because these morons are listening to the Democrats and shutting everything down.
Yeah, I think Florida's doing quite well. Yeah, I agree with you. I think DeSantis is doing a hell of a job.
Okay, like I say, people are going to die, Paul, no matter what. I mean, I haven't heard nobody dying from the flu yet this year. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anybody died of cancer either. I think most of them all got the COVID. Paul, it's a bunch of bull crap, and people are getting onto it, and they're fed up.
Yeah.
I can't believe these puppets in New York don't have the guts to go up and stand up and get all in the streets and go after Cuomo and the government in New York. They're killing these people, and they're putting up with it.
Well, a lot of businesses are doing exactly what you said. They are standing up to people like Cuomo now. Not just
they're
there.
They're starting to fall. There's not enough of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough. I saw a few hundred people standing outside, Paul.
Yeah.
Come on. What they need is a people who founded a Trump rally in the streets in New York, dragging Cuomo out by the scruff of his neck.
You know that they're trying to recall the governor of California, by the way, Newsom, because of what he's been doing or not doing when it comes to the virus and some of the hypocritical things he's done. Here it is. California Governor Gavin Newsom has had a tough year. Might be even tougher as a recall effort appears to be gaining momentum, fueled partly by his dining with friends at an opulent restaurant while telling everybody in the state to spurn any social gatherings and to stay home. I mean, the hypocrisy of some of these people, and he's not the only one, as you
Paul,
know.
Paul, let me ask you a question,
yeah.
Paul. The restaurant just says, oh, you got to dine outside. You can't be inside. So they set up these tents outside that are all enclosed, and people are sitting in there eating. Now, what sense does this make, Paul? Whether you're inside or outside an enclosed area, mask on, walking by a person 2 feet away. These people are morons. They make no common sense.
Mm-hmm.
The only one making sense around here is Governor DeSantis. That's why we're doing great.
Yeah. But we still have a mask rule even with Florida and going into restaurants and going into grocery stores. Now, they set their own rules, most of these commercial businesses, but mainly they are indeed asking people to come in wearing masks.
Well, Paul, people are being considerate of what's going on. They're using common sense.
Right.
The masks aren't going to stop this virus completely. The only thing that's going to stop it is when it goes away, the herd immunity.
Well, you don't believe
like the
in the vaccine?
And everything else.
You
Pardon?
Don't, you don't buy the vaccine then as getting rid of this whole thing?
No. Paul, I don't buy the vaccine, period. They could probably be giving these people sugar water thinking they're fighting.
Really?
Who the hell knows? I don't trust anything this government does, Paul. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
And you're not into buying the numbers of people that have caught the disease? Or do you think
Paul,
that those numbers are...
Paul, it's a big deal if you catch it. How many people have caught the flu?
But then 300,000...
How many people have got pneumonia?
What about the 300,000 people that in the United States that...
Paul, I would say it's half of that, because according
half?
To what I've read, 130,000 of these other deaths that people died normally, well... I don't know if you call cancer normal, heart attack.
I know what you mean.
COVID. I don't think there's more than 150,000 people that died from this.
I think there's truth to what you say. I think that a lot of people have COVID but die from other causes, and COVID is not necessarily the culprit. What they do is, in some cases, as soon as they get COVID, and then if they die, they go, ah, he had COVID. We got a mark.
Well, only in today's society can you be sick and not have any symptoms. You got to be tested to be told you're sick. Come on.
Yeah.
I've been sick a few times, believe me. I didn't need a test to tell me I was sick.
Right. No, I know what you mean.
Well, these people are hurting, all right, but they're hurting like a bunch of sheep.
We got to get this economy going again. We got to get everything opened up. Maybe the vaccine will help give us confidence.
You want to get everything opened up, Paul. You get rid of these moron politicians you got running this country that have no clue of what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. It looks...
Can I say it any more simple than that, Paul?
No, I think we got a lot of phony, hypocrite, know-nothing people wandering around Washington. They can't get real jobs, so they're in Washington. We all know that.
Well, I believe
most
of your government
of the world
workers
politics.
Couldn't get a real job. That's why they're working for the government.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the Department of Motor Vehicles sometime, try to get some paperwork done.
So tell me, are you going
to... You know what I'm talking about.
About getting paperwork done?
About government employees. Well, they can't do nothing else. That's why they're where they are.
That's what I said. You know, they could get real jobs in the private sector. They end up in politics or they end up in Washington. Hey, finally, I want to ask you real briefly. Next week is, of course, the week of Christmas. Is business with your barbershop, does it tend to increase right before Christmas?
You know, Paul, we're doing okay. We're surviving. People are coming in. The people that come in my shop are like me and you. We're not, you know, we don't run and hide and lock ourselves in a closet to fight this thing. You go out there, you live your life. Because you know what? If you died tomorrow, you didn't live your life at all with these morons telling you what you're going to do and not going to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at, you got Jane castrated over there and the Mayor Kreisman and they're sitting, oh, we got to put stricter rules. You know what? You need to go hide and you need to stay hidden.
I haven't heard much about Jane Castor lately. Has she been doing anything recently, or maybe I just missed it?
She's just putting up advice how we need to take care of the COVID. We need to close up everything and have tighter restrictions. And you know what? They need to tighten them up, their mouths.
Indeed.
They need to tighten them up because none of them know what the hell is going on. They're trying to take this country and turn it into a third world country. You know what? They're doing a good job of it.
Well, we only have a couple of weeks left in this year. We sure as heck hope that 2021 is going to be so much better than what we've had. Especially,
you better hope Joe Biden doesn't get in there, because that's the pandemic that will ruin this country.
I have a thought. What if Santa's sleigh landed on his head? Do you think that would kill him? Well, I'm trying to think of something.
You don't have to worry about it. I think Kamala Harris will take care of that if they get in there.
Maybe you remember the song about Santa running over Grandma?
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Can we throw Biden into a snowy street?
Biden got run over by a reindeer.
There you go. That would be a very...
Trying to get in the White House one afternoon. I believe and not in Joe Biden, but Donald Trump will run over him soon. How's that one?
I love it. It has a nice ring to it. I give it a 7 out of 10. That's pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, well, I got my hopes up. You know what?
Yeah, I know you do.
This country's going to get turned around no matter what happens here. I think you're going to see Trump lay out. If he's leaving office, you're going to see him lay out. It's something that's going to show this country what Washington is all about.
I hope that something like that does occur. I'm with you on that.
I heard yesterday, too, there's a site. I'll give you a call later about it. I understand that WikiLeaks just let everything out yesterday.
Yeah, call me later about that.
To go to. Yeah, I will. I got it on my
to-do list.
Phone over here, and I'll give you the address. But they said they let everything out about Clinton, about everything with the Democrat Party, Scalia, everything is on, supposedly.
Okay.
Well, so let's see what happens with that.
Indeed. And I will look forward to talking with you again here on the Tantalk Network on Monday, my friend. So thank you so very much, and I hope your weekend is a good one.
You got it, Paul. And may Trump be with you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy.
There he goes. Boy, you got a lot of energy. Hey, listen, here we go.
Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa. But as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Oh, yeah. We love it. Okay, we'll be right back.
She's been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the TAN Talk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We will concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up, every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM to Good Morning Clearwater.
Join Joe Pippin for Ask an Attorney Radio Show, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. Ask an Attorney is Florida's longest running radio show for over 35 years now. So if you've got a question for an attorney, call Joe Pippin during his live radio show. Ask a question, get an answer, free of charge, of course. Saturday mornings, live from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on the TAN Talk Radio Network. Or to contact Joe Pippin directly, call 727-586-3306.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
We are back for the final segment. Thank you so very much for being with us here. And by the way, if you can't catch us live, you can catch us on podcast, thanks to Big Ed. He puts all our shows on podcast. Just go to OurFreedomWorks.com, OurFreedomWorks.com. Well, last week, Joe Biden's transition team released a statement acknowledging the existence of an investigation under the Delaware U.S. Attorney's Office probing his son, Hunter Biden. The irony of all of this is rich, considering that the same media that perpetuated a four-year conspiracy on Donald Trump with no end seems to be avoiding this entire scenario with Hunter Biden. Let's name a few people in particular that should be embarrassed about all of this. Number one is Joe Biden himself. The first bombshell to drop in the New York Post series of October exposés caught Joe lying throughout the entire campaign when repeatedly denying ever discussing business with his son. Remember when he said that he had no connection at all with that energy company in the Ukraine, and then they have a picture of him playing golf with those people? You know, stuff like that. Then there's CEO Jack Dorsey of Twitter stifling the New York Post article. Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, he suppressed the Post reporting. Then there's Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes. They aired a special election show featuring each of the major party candidates and their running mates. Not a word about the Hunter Biden scandal during it. How about Christine Amanpour of CNN? She declares herself a journalist who follows the facts and then completely dismissed the Hunter Biden story. And then there's National Public Radio. They said, we don't want to waste our time on stories that are not really stories. We can go on and on. We really are kind of running out of time. And I wanted to very quickly actually get Ed in here because I want to talk. This is Friday, and our beloved Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I think, are playing some football this week, and I really don't even know anything about it. What are they doing this Sunday?
Heading to Atlanta to play the Falcons at 1 o'clock.
Ah, and do we have a chance of winning that game?
You always have a chance.
Well, I know. We always have a chance. I mean, is
on paper, they should win this game.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
See what team shows up. There's only two games after that. They'll play the Detroit Lions,
okay,
and then they'll be back here to play the Falcons again.
The Falcons, the Falcons, the Falcons. So it looks like we have a good chance of making the playoffs, correct?
Yes. I would say that with three games left, they can afford to maybe lose one.
Well, let's not lose any, and then we don't have to worry about it. All right, Ed, we have a good one here. This comes from Bloomberg Wealth, the top 10 cities that have been gaining people between April and October, right in the heart of this pandemic, okay? And this is very interesting because I wonder if it has anything to do with the places that they have been living and maybe how much the virus has shaped their decision to leave. But this comes from Bloomberg Wealth, and so here we go. Top 10 cities that have gained people between April and October during the virus this year. Number 10. Number 10 is Seattle, Washington. Now, I don't know why they're going there. It's an expensive place to live, but it continues to be an attractive place for people to move to. Very interesting. Number 9, Charleston, South Carolina, right in the heart of the Deep South. It's a very cost-effective place to live. That's one reason why people might be moving there. Okay, number eight. Well, people always like Colorado, and Denver, Colorado. I wonder why people would move to Denver these days.
That mayor's an idiot, too, so.
Yeah, I don't know why I'd want to move to Denver right now.
Mm-mm.
Okay, number seven. Dallas, Texas. I guess these are metro areas, so it's not necessarily right within their city limits. But Texas, as we know that, that has been an attractive place for businesses and for people. A lot of them coming out of California these days. Okay, so that's, let's see, number six, Charlotte, North Carolina. And, you know, that's a hub of technology activity, has been for some years, and it continues to be a drawing card for people in general. Number five, Jacksonville, Florida. Ever been to Jacksonville, Ed?
Unfortunately, yeah.
I was wondering. I've never been there.
They're dirty.
It is, dirty, huh? Yeah. Just a dirty city?
Yeah.
I never see even a skyline.
The Riverwalk is nice, but that's about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Number four. Tampa is number four.
Well, it'll probably be Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, it wouldn't make any difference if there was a virus or no virus. People are moving here. We have a great cost of living. From number one being the most expensive city to live, metro area, to the last. Did you know Tampa's almost the lowest? 107th.
Mm.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville's a nice area there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty area.
Wide open spaces,
Smoky Mountains, yeah. You know, and all that. And a great cost of living. 121st cost of living. Wow. Number two, Phoenix, Arizona. Now, I've never been to Phoenix. I'm trying to think. Maybe I went through the airport, but I never got out. Any, do you know anything about Phoenix as far
nope.
as a great place to live? It's desert mm-hmm. country, I guess, yeah. If you like dry weather. There's probably lots of activities going on there. All right. We have come down to the number one place to live. Let me give you a hint, Ed, and see if you can guess. We've already talked about a state, another city in the state that's in the top 10.
Just this one?
And this one is also from that state. Yeah, there's a city.
Because I was going to say maybe Miami, because you talked about Florida.
Okay, so roll the drum.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't Miami. It's Austin, Texas. You've heard about Austin. A lot of people go in there. I don't know why.
I heard it's a nice little town.
It's a nice little town. It's getting bigger than being a town. A lot of people are moving in there. Okay. That is it for us. We will be back on Monday. We thank you so very much for joining us. Be safe, have a great weekend, and remember, freedom works.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us.